Welcome to the Great to Lead Leadership Podcast, where leadership meets action. I'm Michelle Portia, and every week I'll bring you easy-to-use, practical tips you can put into action right away. With over 18 years of experience as a school principal, I'll share strategies to inspire your team, elevate your leadership, and help you lead with greatness. Let's dive into today's episode and take your leadership to the next level. We've all heard it said for years that 93% of communication is nonverbal. But is that really the case? Research shows that this is not entirely true. Today, I want to talk about the key areas of nonverbal communication to keep in mind if you want to be an effective communicator. I'm sure you've been in situations where what the person is saying is not supported by their nonverbal cues. When this occurs, it immediately conveys mistrust. As a leader, you could be saying all the right things, but what the person sees does not match that message. And when this happens, your message could be misinterpreted or misunderstood. It would be easy to say, well, they just took it the wrong way. Okay, so let's say that is the case, but why did they take it the wrong way? If you are misunderstood, it's your job as the leader to be reflective and think about why you are misunderstood. And if you are continuously being misunderstood, I hate to tell you, but it's not them, it's you. In communication, the words that you're speaking convey your content, but your emotions are conveyed in your voice, tone, and body language. You must have congruent communication to communicate effectively. This is where your body language, gestures, and nonverbal communication line up with what you're saying. Being conscious of your nonverbal communication is essential because it can easily make or break the success of your conversation. Before a conversation ever begins, the listener is reading your body language. After you begin talking, they're looking to see if the message being delivered matches the body language they see. So, when thinking about nonverbal cues, these are the main areas to focus on: eye contact, posture, facial expressions, paralanguage, and physical proximity. Let's start with eye contact. Our eyes are often called the windows to the soul because they reveal so much. Maintaining eye contact during a conversation shows interest and attentiveness, but be careful. There's a fine line between being engaged and staring too intently. Your goal is to be natural. Enough eye contact to show you care, but not so much that it feels awkward. Watch your gaze and even your rate of blinking, as those tiny details can affect how your message is perceived. Next up is posture. Standing or sitting tall with your shoulders back signals confidence and self-respect. On the flip side, slouching or having a hunched posture can give off vibes of disinterest or even low self-esteem. Imagine you're in a meeting and you see someone sitting slouched with their arms crossed. Doesn't exactly scream, "I'm excited to be here," right? But when you sit up or stand up straight, you show that you're present, engaged, and respectful of the person communicating. Facial expressions are also powerful. A genuine smile can make you seem approachable and show openness, but negative expressions like frowning or rolling your eyes can make you appear unapproachable or even dismissive. Sometimes our subtle facial cues give away our true emotions without us even realizing it. So be mindful of what your face is communicating, even when you're not speaking. Next is paralanguage. This refers to the elements of speech that aren't about the words that you use, but how you use them.
Fine! Totally fine! I don't know why it's coming out all loud and squeaky, because really, I'm fine.
You've heard the saying, it's not about what you say, but how you say it. If I speak in a low, calm tone, I sound more serious or composed. But if I raise my pitch, I may sound more excited or even anxious. Speaking too fast can make you seem nervous, while speaking too slowly can make you seem unsure. A steady pace is key, and don't be afraid to pause. Sometimes silence can emphasize a point better than words can. And finally, we have physical proximity. This is about the space between you and the person you're communicating with. Standing too close can make the person feel uncomfortable, while standing too far away can seem disengaged. Always be aware of cultural norms and individual comfort zones. A good rule of thumb: maintain a comfortable, appropriate distance that signals respect and genuine interest. Remember, nonverbal communication can make or break your conversations. By mastering these cues, eye contact, posture, facial expressions, paralanguage, and proximity, you'll be well on your way to becoming a more impactful and inspiring leader. But always keep in mind congruence matters. Make sure your nonverbal signals are aligned with your words to deliver a message that's clear and genuine. Thank you for tuning in to Great to Lead. If you found this helpful today, please hit the like button and subscribe. Until next time, strive to be a leader who inspires and leads with greatness.